Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. In each episode, you'll hear from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best: provide cancer updates, research, and education. Today's episode is sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb. There may be hope for people facing a challenging type of lung cancer. It's called ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer, and it's known for being aggressive and often spreading to the brain. Today, we're diving into some promising developments for its treatment. I am joined today by Dr. Jason Porter, a medical oncologist and hematologist at the West Cancer Center and Research Institute and director of the Lung Cancer Disease Research Group. Dr. Porter is a paid consultant of Bristol Myers Squibb, who is here to share his experience about this disease. Dr. Porter's statements and opinions are solely his own and not necessarily those of Bristol Myers Squibb. Individual results and experiences may vary. Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Porter.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
To jump right in, what is ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer?
Yes, certainly. Lung cancer isn't just one disease, it's many, and non-small cell lung cancer is the most common. Even within non-small cell lung cancer, there are still many subtypes that are distinguished by genetic mutations and alterations. One of these mutations involves the ROS1 gene. ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer means that this gene has joined with another gene. And as a result of this, it's kind of like your body's on switch got stuck, and the cells in the body can grow uncontrollably, allowing cancer to grow and spread. And the ROS1 positive lung cancer patient doesn't look like your typical lung cancer patient. We often see it in younger patients around age 50, who typically have little or no smoking history, unlike most lung cancer patients, whose average age is around 70.
This is all helpful background. Can you explain how ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer is diagnosed?
Of course. So before we can determine an appropriate course of treatment, we have to confirm that it's a ROS1 positive diagnosis. And we do this through something called biomarker testing. Biomarker testing is how doctors discover important factors that may be driving a patient's cancer, like a gene mutation. Think of biomarkers as keys that help you and your doctor unlock treatment options. This testing is done by checking a blood or tissue sample for certain genes, proteins, or other markers.
And how is this diagnosis treated?
Once somebody is determined to have ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer, some of the treatment options patients can receive are targeted therapies known as tyrosine kinase inhibitors, or TKIs. However, the ROS1 positive form of this cancer remains difficult to treat and can often spread to the brain, so additional treatment options continue to be needed for patients with ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer that support important goals such as achieving durable responses.
It sounds like there has been some progress in this area. Can you tell us more about the latest treatment option available?
Yeah, so we've known about ROS1 mutations for quite some time, but treating these patients has been a challenge. Fortunately, there have been recent scientific advances. At the end of 2023, the FDA approved a treatment option called Augtyro, also known as repotrectinib, which is what I'm excited to chat with you about today. Augtyro is an oral prescription medicine used to treat non-small cell lung cancer in adults that is spread within your chest or to other parts of your body and is caused by an abnormal ROS1 gene.
And you mentioned targeted therapies. Is Augtyro a targeted therapy?
Yes, it is. Most types of targeted therapies like Augtyro help fight specific proteins that cause tumors to grow and spread throughout the body. Unlike chemotherapy, Augtyro is a targeted ROS1 treatment, which means it zeroes in on ROS1 proteins. This is an exciting approach to how we can treat this type of disease, but it's important to remember that every patient responds differently. Augtyro can cause serious side effects, including central nervous system effects, lung problems, also known as pneumonitis, liver problems, muscle problems, increased uric acid level in your blood, also known as hyperuricemia, and bone fractures. Patients should talk to their doctors about what's right for them.
That's great to hear there's another treatment option for certain patients. Can you tell me more about the research that led to this approval?
The FDA approval is based on results from a clinical trial called Trident 1. which looked at Augtyro in patients with locally advanced or metastatic solid tumors harboring ROS1, including non-small cell lung cancer. The study included both patients who had never been treated with a TKI before, known as TKI naive, as well as those who had been treated with a prior TKI, known as TKI pretreated.
How did this drug perform in clinical trials?
Well, to explain that, I'm going to have to throw some numbers at you, which I personally find exciting, as data like this is important to doctors when evaluating treatment options.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, in this trial, among those who were TKI naive, which was out of 71 patients, 79% of patients achieved an objective response, meaning their cancer shrunk or disappeared after starting treatment, with a complete response rate of 6% and a partial response rate of 73%. For those patients whose tumors did respond, either partially or completely, the median length of time before that tumor grew or spread, or the duration of response, was 34.1 months. For TKI pretreated patients, which was 56 patients, the objective response rate was 38%, with a complete response rate of 5% and a partial response rate of 32%. The median duration of response was 14.8 months.
Those numbers do sound exciting. Now, we have mentioned a couple of times that ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer unfortunately can often spread to the brain. So I'm curious what the study showed in patients who experienced this kind of metastasis.
Yes, the trial also assessed the effects of Augtyro in patients whose cancer had spread to their brain before entering the study but did not have symptoms. In this assessment, we used a measure called intracranial response. This is defined as the number of patients showing a decrease in the size of their brain tumor or the disappearance of signs of cancer in the brain following treatment. Among those who had cancer that spread to the brain at the start of the trial, responses in intracranial lesions were observed in 7 of 8 TKI naive patients and 5 of 12 of those who were TKI pretreated.
And the study also looked at safety. Is that right?
Yeah. So the most common side effects of Augtyro include dizziness, change in sense of taste, feeling of numbness or tingling in the arms or legs, constipation, shortness of breath, tiredness, and trouble with balance, coordination, or walking. Problems with thinking, such as forgetfulness or confusion, memory problems and hallucinations, muscle weakness and nausea. But these are not all the possible side effects of Augtyro. Please see the important safety information by clicking on the links available on the podcast page and talk to your doctor for more information.
Wow, again, these results do sound promising for certain patients.
Yeah, this is very meaningful for the treatment journey. Cancer is smart. It finds ways to adapt and be resistant to treatments, and treatments like Augtyro give doctors more tools to work with and might make it possible for patients to have more time with their families.
Receiving a diagnosis of ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer or any cancer must be completely emotionally overwhelming. I imagine it's incredibly difficult to digest information, much less make treatment decisions. How do you approach these discussions?
In my practice, I talk to my patients about their treatment goals and explain the options that are available, including the pros and the cons. I then make a recommendation about a treatment approach that I feel is appropriate in their case and the reasons for my choice. I believe this is a decision that we should make together. It's important for patients to work closely with their doctor to determine what's best for their individual needs.
What advice do you typically offer your patients facing ROS1 positive non-small cell lung cancer? And would you give to anyone listening who may be facing this diagnosis?
First of all, hearing the words "you have cancer" can feel overwhelming and be a real shock. Treatment decisions may need to happen quickly, and it's completely natural to have a lot of questions. There's a lot to take in and process, so having a support system to help navigate this overwhelming time can help alleviate some of the stress.
Absolutely. Here on the Cancer Horizons podcast, we often hear similar things from patients across the board in terms of the importance and impact of having support. We also know it can be helpful for patients to have a friend or family member with them physically at their medical appointments.
I completely agree. Bringing a trusted friend or family member to appointments can help the patient absorb crucial information by asking questions and even taking notes. Understanding treatment options is key for informed decision-making and for helping to reduce anxiety. Cancer research is constantly advancing, so staying receptive to new information is important. As a doctor, I prioritize providing comprehensive information and encouraging patients to voice any concerns or questions they may have.
Yes, having those collaborative conversations between doctors, patients, and caregivers seems to be essential. How can patients and caregivers best prepare for meetings with their doctors?
As we've already chatted about, this is an overwhelming time. So to help prepare for your appointments, come prepared with questions that you may want to ask.
What are some of the questions that patients should be asking their HCPs?
In my experience, if you've recently been diagnosed or are currently undergoing testing that might lead to a diagnosis, some initial questions to keep in mind and ask can include, what type of lung cancer do I have? How does biomarker testing work? Has the cancer spread? And if so, where? What stage is the cancer and what does that mean? Where can I find resources and support? How will my diagnosis potentially impact my work or travel or life? For others, if you are a little further along in the process with your doctor, I think it's really important to ask and have thorough answers to questions like, what are my treatment options? How do the different treatment options work? What should I expect when undergoing treatment? These questions will help arm you with the essential information that you need. And having this information both explained by a doctor and written down so it can be referred back to is really important. You can ask your doctor for a printout of your pathology report. In addition, I recommend patients record appointments with their doctors so they can fully understand the treatment process and listen back at a later time.
Where can the listeners learn more about this type of cancer and treatment?
You can learn more about Augtyro at Augtyro.com. That's AugTyro.com.
Thank you, Dr. Porter. Before we go, we have some additional indication and important safety information about Augtyro to reveal.
Augtyro repotrectinib is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC, that has spread within your chest or to other parts of the body and is caused by an abnormal ROS1 gene. It is not known if Augtyro is safe and effective in children with ROS1 positive NSCLC. Important safety information. Augtyro repotrectinib may cause serious side effects, including central nervous system, CNS effects. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you experience any new or worsening symptoms of CNS effects during treatment with Augtyro, including dizziness, vertigo, changes in mood such as anxiety, irritability, and depression, balance or coordination problems, problems with thinking such as forgetfulness or confusion, seeing or hearing things that are not real, hallucinations, problems with concentration, attention, memory, and sleep. Lung problems, pneumonitis. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have any new or worsening lung problems, including a dry cough without mucus, productive cough with mucus, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Liver problems. Your healthcare provider will do blood tests to check your liver function before starting treatment with Augtyro every 2 weeks for the first month and as needed during treatment. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you develop symptoms of liver problems, including your skin or the white part of your eyes turns yellow, dark or tea-colored urine, light-colored stools, bowel movements, loss of appetite, nausea or vomiting, pain on the upper right side of your stomach area. Muscle problems. Your healthcare provider will do blood tests before starting treatment with Augtyro every 2 weeks for the first month and as needed during treatment. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you get new or worsening signs and symptoms of muscle problems, including unexplained muscle pain or muscle pain that does not go away, tenderness or weakness, increased uric acid level in your blood, hyperuricemia. Augtyro may cause an excess of uric acid in your blood. Your healthcare provider will do tests before and during your treatment with Augtyro to check the uric acid level in your blood. Your healthcare provider may prescribe medications if you have high blood uric acid levels. Tell your healthcare provider if you experience symptoms of increased uric acid, including red, hot, tender, or swollen joints, especially in your big toe, pain in your stomach area or sides, decrease in your amount of urine or no urine at all, nausea or vomiting, pink or brown urine or blood in your urine. Bone fractures. Augtyro may increase your risk for bone fractures. Bone fractures may happen with or without a fall or other injury. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have pain, changes in movement, or bone abnormalities. Before taking Augtyro, tell your healthcare provider about all your medical conditions, including if you have nervous system, neurological problems, have lung or breathing problems other than lung cancer, have liver or kidney problems, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Augtyro can harm your unborn baby. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you become pregnant or think you may be pregnant during treatment with Augtyro. Females who are able to become pregnant, your healthcare provider should do a pregnancy test before you start treatment with Augtyro. You should use effective non-hormonal birth control, contraception, during treatment and for 2 months after the last dose of Augtyro. Birth control methods that contain hormones, such as birth control pills, injections, or transdermal system patches, may not work as well during treatment with Augtyro. Talk to your healthcare provider about birth control methods that may be right for you. Male patients with female partners who are able to become pregnant. You should use effective birth control during treatment with Augtyro and for 4 months after the last dose. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed? It is not known if Augtyro passes into your breast milk. Do not breastfeed during treatment and for 10 days after the last dose of Augtyro. Talk to your healthcare provider about the best way to feed your baby during this time. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, or herbal supplements. Taking Augtyro with certain other medicines may affect the amount of Augtyro or other medicines in your blood and may cause side effects or affect the way that Augtyro or other medicines work. Know the medicines you take. Keep a list of them to show your healthcare provider and pharmacist when you get a new medicine. What should I avoid while taking Augtyro? You should not drink grapefruit juice or eat grapefruit during your treatment with Augtyro. It may increase the amount of Augtyro in your blood to a harmful level. Do not drive or operate machinery until you know how Augtyro affects you. If you experience dizziness, blurred vision, memory loss, changes in mental status, confusion, hallucinations, or have trouble with balance or coordination, or problems with concentration and attention, do not drive or operate machinery until your symptoms have resolved. The most common side effects of Augtyro include dizziness, change in sense of taste, feeling of numbness or tingling in your arms or legs, constipation, shortness of breath, tiredness, trouble with balance, coordination, and walking, problems with thinking, such as forgetfulness or confusion, memory problems and hallucinations, muscle weakness, and nausea. These are not all the possible side effects of Augtyro. Call your doctor for medical advice about side effects. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088. Please see U.S. full prescribing information and patient information for Augtyro by clicking on the links available on the podcast page.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Porter. It was great speaking with you.
Likewise, and thank you very much for having me.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook at Cure Today, X at Cure_Today, and Instagram at Cure Today.